lot number 11 in that tract.
Yeah.
They have 10 acres, and they started tiny garden.
Did you help plant some trees?
No, not the first. Mm-hmm. I was just 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
About two or three. Well, then when 1913 came along, froze all the tops off the trees.
Well, it froze them, killed them.
Oh, it stayed
little tiny trees are easy to kill.
Yeah, it was 13 degrees below and stayed that way a week.
Oh, Jesus.
Every day, frosting for, you know, ice, or furrows with irrigation.
I want to ask you, what's solid out for
a week.
Your hips?
Never thought. So what they did, they just cut the tops off the trees, but suckers come up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the trees are all out of suckers.
Is it the same root? Is it different?
Oh, it's above the bud, see? You got
oh,
the root.
Okay.
They got a bud, and they come up here. Well, the tops all froze off with all the little fine limbs.
Yeah.
So they just cut that off, and then they
rock. Made sure that suckers were above the ground.
Oh, yeah. And then they ended up about that high.
Okay.
And then they put a new tree.
They made good, solid bottom trees then.
Yeah, that's all they have.
But you said something about he was hunting around in a wagon for it or something?
For the orange group?
Yeah.
No, he I don't know how the heck he got around. He had a bicycle. Maybe he's riding the bicycle. But anyway, when he come to Edison, why, he just bought this land for $2,000.
You guys were down in
New Jersey.
Oh, you were still in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
And then how'd you come out?
So he built the, he bought the land. And he had to level it off, you know, not to plant the tree. But the first thing he did, he went and built a two-room house. And then he wrote a letter and sent the money, I guess, my old lady and me to come out.
On a train or what?
On a train. And we landed at Edison. He went over, got us, brought us home, and moved in the house. And then we lived there, I guess, for several years. And he, in the meantime, why he saw that old reservoir back there.
Yeah, that old concrete thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He built that all by himself, mostly. And he dug the ditch, and right in July, too, to dig the ditch in order to put the water line in. But he only had enough money. He bought three-quarter pipe, black pipe. And about 10 or 15 years from there, why it just rusted.
Solid.
So we, just did away with that then, and we run a 6-inch concrete line down to the barn. And they put that pump in the barn.
Yeah.
And put suction out, and they pumped it up the tank, and then we run a 3-inch. We got some of that old well pipe, it's not working. Outside rods, 3-inch, and screwed them together and brought it out of the house. Well, he didn't screw them together, he just put them together like that, put a piece of tin can, you know, big tin can, cut it for the cement. Cut it with these joints.
Cement joints, yeah. Coupling.
Yeah. Run that through the house, that would give it a little pressure.
Leak a little bit in the water, the pretty.
Oh, it didn't leak. No, it was tight. Yeah. Well, you only had 20 foot head on it. That'd be about, what, 10 pounds? Maybe.
Did you remember building the barn and all that stuff? Were you there?
I don't remember the first part much.
Yeah.
But I remember putting on the north extension, building the tank house thing. I remember that. The old there, Ed Mitchell built a place over there by, I don't know what the name of the street is now. There wasn't no name of the street then. It was just number one road or whatever.
Yeah.
So over there, the second road from Morning Drive, this guy was going to build a big fancy house. So he built the house, he built a tank house, that nice strong outfit to hold the tank. He put a tank up, he never got the tank up on it yet. And by the meantime, the house burnt down. I remember that real well. The damn thing burnt. And the burning shingles landed all over them orange groves.
Didn't start the orchard on fire though.
No, it wasn't converted. It was just little big old trees.
Oh, okay.
So I remember picking up them shingles. It was just nothing but ashes. You know? I look at them things. You see the grains in them and everything.
Yeah.
So all that old tank house sit there too. Oh, I bet you 10 or 15 years. It was sitting there by itself with no house. So one day the old man, he made an arrangement for that. Mrs. Bush bought the place. Bought it from the original. I don't know what the original was, but Mrs. Bush bought it. And he bought it from her. And we drug that thing with a tractor and put it on skids and drug it all the way over, put it to the barn and put a tank on it. And we bought it.
There was no tank in it. It was just a house.
So he went and got a... Oh, I know where he got the tank. He went down to, there was a creamery down in Bakersfield. It was going out of business, or it got a new tank, or something. I forget the name of the outfit. It was down by the railroad, Santa Fe Railroad tracks. And he bought that tank. We load on the wagon, and go home. I remember going with him, and helping him, you know, every bit I could, him and some of the hired guy I had. So we skidded that old tank up on this wagon with the horses and drug it home. And we built some skids up there and skidded that tank up on top of it. Hmm. That was quite a choke.
I guess.
It was a tank. It was about, I'd say about 8 foot in diameter and about 6 foot high. Well, quite a bit of water.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of water.